Padraig, thank you. It's 20 to 8. We'll be talking later about the government's plans to try and speed up the building of housing, providing more water and energy infrastructure projects, which are often very expensive and very slow. The state has big plans for making electricity from wind at sea. Very, very little of it is made so far now. In order to make wind farms at sea, ports here need to be bigger. Rosslare Europort has been planning to expand for some time. Today, it says it will look for planning permission next week. Glenn Carr is with us. He's Director of Commercial Business Units with Éireann Róid Éireann Port Authority for Rosslare Europort. Glenn Carr, thank you very much for coming into our studio this morning. What are you planning for exactly?
Yeah, well, today we announce our intent to lodge our planning application with on Commission Pleanála next week. That will see the largest port infrastructure built in the state to date. So that consists of a number of pieces of infrastructure, deepening the channel access to the port, two new berths, and reclaiming up to 20 hectares of landside capacity for the wind farms planned in the Irish and Celtic seas.
When will it be built?
We hope get through planning through 27, construction to start then early 28, and we hope to have the facility operating from 29 onwards.
How much money and where is it coming from?
In the region of just over 220 million. Our focus to date has been very much on getting the planning. This has been 3 years now where we've been carefully planning, dealing with the relevant agencies and all stakeholders. The funding now, we move into that space. This will require Exchequer support, no doubt, but we are also talking to financial institutions such as the EIB, ISIF, and we'll also look to raise some capital ourselves.
What is EIB and ISIF, sorry?
European Investment Bank and the Irish Strategic Investment Fund.
So do you have the money secured yet?
Not yet, no. We did secure funding through Europe for the initial planning. So again, CEF, Central European funding has been made available, and we now look forward to discussions with the relevant departments and the Exchequer in regards to securing this much needed funding. This is an essential piece of state infrastructure that will be here for the next 75 to 100 years.
Where does this fit in with offshore plans?
I suppose there's a number of key components for the offshore industry. Apart from the grid, the industry needs port infrastructure. Very large components are brought in by vessels. The components then are brought into the port, pre-assembled, fabrication. They go back out onto the vessels and they're installed at sea. So port infrastructure is one of the three critical parts of the jigsaw to make sure Ireland can maximise its opportunity and develop these offshore wind farms around our coast.
The government's energy plan and its climate energy plan is to generate 5 gigawatts of electricity by 2030. That's 200 times more than is made here now. Even if your plans deliver on time, how much will Rosslare be able to help with that?
Probably we estimate that as the projects come on stream, we'll handle anything between a 0.5 to 1 gigawatt per project.
Eventually?
Each project is built out from Rosslare. So look at
hardly by 2030 though?
No, not by 2030, no. And the port infrastructure here will be critical to get things moving. Ireland has a very unique opportunity when you look at our sea area. Our natural wind resource, we're the envy of many European countries. 27 years ago, the first wind farm was built in Arklow through Rosslare Europort. I think it's fair
How
to say.
Since then?
None since then, and it's a fair statement. But we've a very good opportunity now. I do believe the momentum is behind us now. Rosslare Europort will be pivotal.
Very slow.
It has been slow, but the opportunity is there. It's about now getting on with it. And look at, I think over the last, particularly in the last 3 years at Rosslare Europort, we've seen the second largest civil construction project built out in the country on time, on budget. So we're ready. We're prepared and we'll be ready to deliver this project in time.
Where do your plans fit in with what the government's announcing today?
It's very much aligned and we have fed into that. I mean, both from a national railway, we've many obviously projects planned on our railway and at Rosslare Europort. We welcome the announcements that will come today from Minister Chambers and we look forward to any assistance that can speed through the planning process, accelerate the infrastructure
and money.
But as I've already said, we've managed to build out one of the largest civil projects most recently, and we look forward to doing the same going forward.
Glenn Carr, Director of Commercial Business Units with Éireann Róid Éireann Port Authority for Rosslare Europort. Thank you very much for coming into our studio this morning. Almost 8:15.